الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب صدق الله العظيم وعن أسامة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله لم أرك تصوم شهرا من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان فقال ذاك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين وأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. As I mentioned previously, many of us are what we call commercially minded. We understand the principles by which people engage in commercial enterprise. They earn their livelihoods, whether it is agriculture, whether it is commerce, whether it is trade. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, compassion and kindness, when Allah ta'ala refers to akhirat and deen, and to the effort for deen, interestingly in one place in the Quran, Allah ta'ala uses the word tijarat. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, people of iman are addressed, you and I. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, هل أدلكم على تجارة هل أدلكم Those of us who understand Arabic, this is how, in layman's terms, understand it like this. When you want to put water in someone's mouth, make him anticipate something, make him become expectant of something. هل أدلكم Should I not show you? Should I not reveal to you? Should I not let you come to know what, my Allah? Hal adullukum. Allah is addressing the people of Iman. And Allah is saying, should I not let you come to know something? What, my Allah? Ala tijara, a business. Allah could have used any word. But to put water in you and my mouth, to make us excited, to make us anticipate, is like you go and whisper to somebody, you know what, there's a big financial opportunity coming. Don't lose out. I know a big secret. In the same manner, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْعَلَىٰ There are no comparisons or parables with Allah. This is Allah's mercy. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ Should I not show you? عَلَىٰ تِجَارَىٰ A business. And before Allah tells you what business, Allah tells you what you will get in return for that business. تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ Do this business, تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ Allah will save you from a terrible punishment. You will be freed from Jahannam. You will get salvation from Jahannam. And this implies entry into Jannah. What is Allah talking about? What business is Allah talking about? تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ورضوان ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم. الله أكبر. Very briefly to translate, what business? تؤمنون بالله ورسوله, believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with your wealth and your life, strive in the way of Allah. Uplift the deen of Allah. كونوا أنصار الله. Become the helpers of Allah's deen. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is better for you than any other business you will do if only you knew. And what will Allah give you? يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive all your sins. Earlier Allah says, we will save you from Jahannam. With that we will forgive your sins. وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. And we will enter you into a paradise beneath which rivers are flowing. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبًا. And obviously you don't just want rivers and streams. You want those palaces, you want those homes. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبًا. Allah says, we will give you beautiful homes. Beautiful homes. What type of homes? Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, describe to us. مَا بِنَاهُ الْجَنَّةِ. What are the homes of Jannah made of? What Allah speaks about in the Quran, if you strive with your wealth and your lives in the way of Allah, what will Allah give you? مَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبًا. Beautiful homes. What are those homes made of? What does our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respond? He says, لَبِنَةُ ذَهَبْ لَبِنَةُ فِضَّةَ مِلَاتُهَا الْمِسْكُ حَسْبَاهُهَا اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْيَاقُوتُ تُرَابُهَا الزَّعْفَرَانُ. One brick of gold, one brick of silver. Joining the two together, in this world you use cement, you use sand, you use mortar. Allah in Jannat will join the bricks of the palace of Jannah, gold and silver. Allah will join them with musk. حَسْبَاهُ وَاللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْيَاقُوتُ. The stones, the pebbles of Jannah will be emeralds, pearls and ruby. The sand will be zafran. Such a Jannah. مَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبًا فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْن. فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْن. جَنَّةُ الْعَدْن is another name for Jannatul Firdaus. Firdaus. Kuni Fakan. Everything else in this world, Allah said be and it became. When it came to Firdaus, it comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not going to go into the detail. One aspect of that hadith, he said three things. Everything else, Kuni Fakan. Allah said be and it became. Three things Allah created with His own hands. What this actually means, Allah knows best. But literal, Allah created with His own hands. And one of those three things, خَلَقَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ بِيَدِهِ. Allah created Firdaus with His own hands. شَقَّ فِيهَا أَنْهَارَهَا غَرَسَ فِيهَا أَشْجَارَهَا. Allah planted the tree of the Jannat with His own hands. This is literal translation. This is just for our understanding. Doesn't literally mean that. I've mentioned this many times before. Allah is above all this planting of trees and etc. that you and I associate ourselves with. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. There are no comparisons, no examples with Allah. The mind cannot imagine Allah's greatness. No words can ever do justice to describing the greatness of Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is no comparison, no parable, no example, no similitude of Allah. Allah is above, pure, pure, beyond anything you can ever imagine in greatness, in beauty, in magnificence, in every sifat and every quality. You and I are limited, 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 finite. Our thinking is finite. Our sight is finite. Our hearing is finite. Our physical abilities are finite. Our existence is finite. Allah is infinite. Allah is limitless. And like Allah is limitless, There are no limits, no hudud, no restrictions to Allah. Every sifat, every quality of Allah. Hu Allah, alladhi la ilaha illa hu, alimul ghaybi wa shahada, hu ar-Rahmanur Rahim, hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, al-Malik, al-Quddus, al-Salam, al-Mu'min, al-Muhaymin, al-Aziz, al-Jabbar, al-Mutakabbir, al-Khaliq, al-Bari, al-Musawwir, al-Ghaffar, al-Qahhar, al-Wahhab, al-Razzaq, al-Fattah, العليم المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير ولله الأسماء الحسنى. He is the owner of the beautiful names, of the beautiful sifat. Every one of Allah's sifat and attributes is also limitless. This puny, limited intellect can never color, comprehend or describe Allah to an iota of Allah's true greatness. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْوَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Kibriya, greatness, authority in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. He is the mighty, He is the wise. We can never ever color Allah in any way, describe Allah in any way that will do justice to His greatness. These examples that are found in Hadith, found in Quran, this is for our understanding. Khalaqal Firdausa biyadihi. Allah created Firdaus with His own hands. Allah planted the trees of Firdaus with His own hands. Allah caused the rivers and streams of Firdaus to run with His own hands. And the accolade, the cherry on the top, my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wasaqfuha, wasaqfuha, wasaqfuha. What is the roof of Firdaus? What is the roof of Firdaus? He said, saqfuha arshur rahman. It is the arsh of Allah. We can't even imagine this. When Allah speaks of this, jihad fi sabilillah, striving with your wealth, with your life, giving everything to Allah, and on this Allah promises you, He will save you from Jahannam, He will grant you Jannatul Firdaus, He will give you palaces in Jannat, beneath which rivers are flowing, He will give you eternal happiness, He will give you eternal joy. The word Quran uses, tijara, I am showing you a business. This, the point, my respected brothers, Allah out of His mercy, and Allah created us, Allah knows our weaknesses, Allah knows this nasha, this intoxication which insan has with paisa, worldly pursuit. We understand business to such an extent, ya lamuna zahiran min alhayatid dunya. Allah complains in the Quran, they know the minor intricacies of this world. They know the minor intricacies of this world. That youngster who can't learn his alif ba ta sa in madrasa, that youngster whose ustad breaks his head to teach him surah Fatiha, that same youngster, you ask him, that soccer team, name the players, he'll name all 11 of them, one off. He knows which one scored in which match, what match is about to happen, what already took place, what the statistics, intricate details. That youngster who doesn't know how to keep his pants above his ankle, can't wear his kurta properly, will tell you how to go on the internet, and he'll tell you how to go to a certain site. He will tell you complex calculations that are linked with the internet and with social media, whereas the very basics of deen he doesn't know. What is behind this? The nasha of dunya, the attraction of dunya, the intoxication of dunya. And Allah complains about this in the Quran. Allah says, Ya lamuna zahiran min alhayati dunya. They know the apparent, they know the minor intricacies of this dunya. Wahum anil akhirati hum ghafilun. When it comes to akhirat, they are ghafil. When it comes to akhirat, they are negligent. When it comes to akhirat, they are in denial. So Allah out of His mercy, Allah is speaking of deen, Allah is speaking of striving in the path of Allah, Allah uses the example tijarat. In the business world, we understand seasons. My respected brothers, when Rajab started, our master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, through that famous dua, introduced his ummah, a season is coming, a season is coming.
Abu Bakr Warraq, rahimahullah, a great scholar of Islam, he describes it like this. He says, "Shahru, mathalu shahri Rajab, mathalu Zara, mathalu shahri Shaban, mathalu Siqa lizara, wa mathalu Ramadan, mathalu Hasad lizara." In another saying of Abu Bakr Warraq, rahimahullah, he says, "Mathalu Rajab, mathalu Rih." مثل شعبان مثل الغيم مثل رمضان مثل المطر. He says the example of Rajab is the starting of a season. He equates it with agriculture. The farmer plants the seeds. Shaban, you look after the crop in anticipation of the period of harvesting. And Ramadan is the time to harvest that crop. Another saying of Abu Bakr Warraq rahimahullah. He says, Rajab is like the wind. What wind? Yursilu riyah. Allah sends the wind. Alam tara anna Allah yuzji sahaban. Thumma yu'allifu baynahu. Thumma yaj'aluhu rukaman. Fatara alwadqa. Yakhruju min khilalih. Allah says the wind is sent. Then what happens as a result of the wind is the gathering of the rain clouds. He says, Shaban, the rain clouds have gathered. Ramadan, fatar al-wadqa, yakhruju min khilali. You see the beautiful rain droplets falling. The dua my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Allahumma barik lana fi rajabin wa shaban. Oh Allah, bless us. Oh Allah, bless us in Rajab and Shaban. Wabaligna, wabaligna, wabaligna. Cause me, cause you, cause us to remain alive, to experience the beautiful Shahrul Rahma, Shahrul Tawba, Shahrul Maghfira, Shahrul Dua, Shahrul Itqi Minan Nar, the month of Allah's mercy, the month of emancipation from Jahannam, the month of forgiveness, the month when the doors to Allah's mercy are thrown open, the month when Jahannam is locked up, the month when Jannat is opened up, the month when Shayateen are tied up, the Mubarak, Sayyidul Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, our Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through this dua, one is the dua, Allah keep us alive for Ramadan. This other underlying meaning of this dua is that the preparation of Ramadan starts in Rajab. Shaban is the next step of the preparation of Ramadan. Ulama say Shaban is the muqaddima of Ramadan. Shaban is the stepping stone towards Ramadan. We have entered into a season of heightened, not commercial activity, not financial activity. This is a season of heightened a'mal, earning Allah's maghfirat, earning Allah's pleasure, preparing for our qabr, racing towards the akhirat. Utlubu al-jannata juhdakum, wahrabu minan nari juhdakum. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَا يَنَامُ طَالِبُهَا وَإِنَّ النَّارَ لَا يَنَامُ هَارِبُهَا. Our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully puts it. He says, أُطْلُبُ الْجَنَّةَ جُهْدَكُمْ. Seek Allah's Jannat. Seek Allah's Jannat. Seek paradise. جُهْدَكُمْ, with everything that you have. وَهْرَبُوا مِنَ النَّارِ جُهْدَكُمْ. Run from Jahannam. Run from Jahannam. Sahaba say, when our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would warn them about Jahannam, they say that the veins on the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become visible. His face would turn red. They say when he would speak about Jahannam, it was as if he was telling us there is an army with naked swords that are about to march on Medina and slaughter us. This would become the kayfiyat and the manner and the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We normally equate this month of Rajab that passed with Mi'rajun Nabi. He saw Jannat, he saw Jahannam. So when he would warn his ummah, wahrabu minan nari juhdakum. Oh my sahaba, oh my ummah, run from Jahannam with everything that you have. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَا يَنَامُ طَالِبُهَا. Because the one who truly desires Jannat will never rest till he enters Jannat. And the one who truly fears Jahannam will never rest till he is safe from Jahannam. This is the month to start that preparation. This is the muqaddimah of Ramadan. This is the muqaddimah, the introduction of that period.
the accolade of Ramadan is that Allah will make the decision to free people from Jahannam. Preparation starts now. Preparation starts now. Preparation starts now. Not dunya preparation. Not dunya preparation. We have entered into a season. Season to earn our akhirat. Season to earn the mercy of Allah. Season to earn the compassion of Allah. It is another matter. On the one hand, Allah's mercy, opportunity upon opportunity upon opportunity Allah is giving us. On the other hand, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive you. Total, complete ghaflat. We are living in an age of ghaflat, in an age of zulmat, in an age of darkness, an age where after Asr Salah, the person will go to the Qabristan. With his own hands, he will lower that body into the Qabr. And that same person is not there for Maghrib Salah in the masjid. This is that age where every day we are passing the Qabristan. Someone in his car is laughing. Someone's got the music on. Someone is joking with his friend. Planning each time they're passing, whether it's this Hilal cemetery or any other cemetery, or whether it is the one nearby or the one in town, every day passing. What dua did our master sallallahu alayhi wasallam teach us? He said, every time you pass that Qabristan, address those graves. And he taught us such a beautiful dua. He said, say assalamu alaykum ya ahl al qubur min al muslimin, peace be upon you, salamati be upon you, O residents of these graves. Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. May Allah forgive you, may Allah forgive us. And then, Allahu Akbar. What did our master sallallahu alayhi wasallam teach us? He said, address those graves and say, antum salafuna wa nahnu bil athar. Antum salafuna wa nahnu bil athar. You have gone ahead, but be rest assured, I am right behind you. You have gone ahead, but be rest assured. It can be 5 minutes later, 5 hours later, 5 days later, 5 years later, but nahnu bil athar, I am right behind you. This is the age of ghaflat. This is the age of negligence. This is the age of denial. One side, Allah's mercy. Such mercy. Such compassion, such kindness. Allah gives chance, and then chance, and then chance, and then chance. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dakhala rajulun al-jannah. Dakhala rajulun al-jannah. Ma'amila khayrun qattu. He said, may Allah's mercy has no pabandi. May Allah's mercy has no restriction. May Allah's forgiveness has no limitations. He described one person. He said, Allah entered one man into Jannah. What did he do? What do we expect? Especially Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning that this person entered into Jannah. Dakhala rajulun al-Jannah. So what would we expect if you put a hand over the rest of the hadith? What would we expect? Qaimun, Sa'imun, Qanitun, Sadiqun, Mutadarri'un. He was always in ibadat, always in tilawat, always fasting. Dhakirun Allah kathiru wa dhakirat, always in Allah dhikr. Hafidhuna li furujihim. He was someone who protected his chastity, his piety. This is what you would expect. But that is your and my logic. That is your and my understanding of our Allah. Allah, when Allah introduces himself, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah, who is the Rabb of every Alam. Then what does Allah highlight? Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the merciful Allah, the kind Allah, the compassionate Allah. Inni Anal Ghafurur Rahim, the forgiving Allah, the forgiving Allah, the compassionate Allah. How merciful. If you just glance at Quran and Hadith, just recently I came across one Hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a person was walking one day on the street. Faraa ghusnan fi wasti tariq. He saw a branch. lying in the center of the road, thought to himself, "Hada yu'dhil muslimin." This will cause takleef to the believers, to the Muslims that are walking. So what does he do? He picks up that branch, puts it to one side with this niyat in his heart that, "Ya Allah, use me as a means of saving other people from takleef and difficulty." Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sadiqul Masduq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Udkhilal Jannah." Allah made this man a jannati on that one amal. We can't imagine the mercy of Allah. Almost as if Allah is looking for some excuse to forgive us. Come back to this hadith. Dakhala rajulun al-jannah. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Jannati, jannati, jannati." This man entered into Jannah. What did he do? Lift your hand from the rest of the hadith. And may my and your lives be sacrificed on the mercy of Allah. Literal translation. Ma amila khayran. Dakhala rajulun al-jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah put this man in Jannat. What did he do? Ma amila khayran qattu. In his entire life, in his entire life, he did not do a single good deed. Ma amila, this is literal translation. Ask the ulama ikram. Ma amila khayran qattu. Today, mashallah, we've become judge, lawyer and jury. He's a Jahannami, he's a Jahannami, he's a Jahannami, he's a Gunegar, he's like this, he's like that. Allah's fazl, we are not the ones that are going to decide. Allah is going to decide. Not you and I. Don't make people lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Don't become judge, lawyer and jury. Don't become one who condemns others. Coming back to this hadith. Ma amila khayran qattu. My Nabi said this man never did a single good deed in his entire life. On what basis did Allah enter him into Jannah? Qala li ahli hina hadarahu al-wafat. Dastan, legacy of masiyat, of zulmat, of darkness, an entire life of sin. Mort came. Death was staring him in the face. Now there's no turning the clock back. Antaqula nafsui ya hasrata ala ma farradtu fi jambillah. Look at the manner in which Quran describes the hasrat, the regret. Entire life has passed. How many suns I saw. How many sun rising, sun sets. The clock of my life ticked. I said, "I'll make tawbah, I'll make tawbah, I'll make tawbah, I'll stop, I'll change." This person didn't change, and didn't change, and didn't change, and didn't change. Now maut was staring him in the face. At that time, the khawf of Allah entered the heart. The fear of Allah entered the heart. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The awareness and the cognizance that the day is finally dawning, when I have to stand in front of Allah. So as an act of utter desperation, he can't turn the clock back. He can't undo the wrongs. So what does he do? قَالَ لِأَهْلِهِ حِينَ حَذَرَهُ الْوَفَاتِ. He addresses his family and he says to them, إِذَا نَمِتُّ فَأَحْرِقُونِي بِالنَّارِ. When I die, burn my body. Don't bury me, burn my body. أَحْرِقُونِي بِالنَّارِ. Then crumble the ashes. Crumble the ashes. Dharu nisfi fil bar wa nisfi fil bahar. After you crumble the ashes, sprinkle half over the ocean and half over the land. An act of utter desperation. Yawma natwi samaa'aka tayyis sijilli lil kutub. كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ وَعَدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. Allah says the day is coming. We will wrap up the heavens like a writer wraps up his scrolls. كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ. كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ. Exactly as we created you the first time, we will resurrect you. مَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْثُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. Look at the authority of my Allah. Look at this marvelous expression of Quran. cry tears of blood, my respected brothers, that today as an ummah, we have lost munasabat and link and attachment with the Quran. We've got time for novels, and we've got time for that shaitan box, and we've got time to sit 1-2 in the morning with the internet and everything else, because we have deprived of ourselves of the noor of the Quran. This is such a gift, such a tuhfa, such a blessing Allah has given us. Cry tears of blood that we have lost our link and our association with the Quran. Ramadan is Shahrul Quran, the month of the Quran. Let us use this opportunity to reconnect ourselves. Drown in the Quran. Drown in the Quran. Immerse yourselves in the Quran. I take qasam on Allah. I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid. You won't need any antidepressants. You won't need to go to any doctor for any mental problem. Pareshani, mental pareshani, depression, worry, stress, all that by the qasam of my Allah. Immerse yourself in the Quran, and like magic, all this will disappear. Such a Quran we were given. Quran is not there just to cure depression. This is one example I'm giving, because unfortunately, today wherever you look, people are pareshan, worried, frown lines on the face. The link with the Quran, the attachment with the Quran is not there. Fihi shifa'un linnas. Allah says this is shifa, this is cure. Come back to this verse. Ma khalqukum wala ba'thukum illa kanafsin wahida. Allahu Akbar. Allah says to create, recently statistically they said the 8 billion child was born. True or untrue, Allah knows best. How they even figured out that the 8 billion child was born, only Allah knows. But nevertheless, hypothetically, let's assume the 8 billion child was born. How many insan Allah created? How many currently living? How many will be created till Qiyamah? My Allah says in the Quran, creating every human being, ma khalqukum wala ba'thukum. After you die, your body goes in the ground. It is eaten by insects. Those insects are eaten by insects. Then those insects are eaten by insects. So that with the passage of time, that one body is broken down into millions, if not trillions of tiny, tiny fragments. After a little while, the earth turns over. Those fragments then go into the atmosphere, and they are dispersed and dispersed and dispersed till absolutely no trace remains. Allah says a day is coming, ba'thukum, we will resurrect every one of you. Every one of you. And how difficult will it be? How difficult will it be? Allah says the creating of every human being and the resurrecting of every human being in their original form, it will be as easy as it was to create one person. Ma khalqukum wala ba'thukum illa kanafsin wahida. Yawma natwi as-sama katayy as-sijill lil-kutub. Allah says we will wrap up the heavens like a writer wraps up his scrolls. Kama badana awwala khalqin nu'idu. As we created you the first time, we will resurrect you. Wa'dan alayna. Allah says I take qasam, I take an oath, alayna, we will do this. Inna kunna fa'ilin. Ye hone wale hai bhai, ye hone wale hai bhai. Isme koi shak aur shubha mat karo. Don't doubt this. Inna kunna fa'ilin. You will be resurrected. It will be you in your original form. And you will have to stand in front of Allah. This is the cycle of life. This is the reality of life. This person said, crumble the ashes. Throw half over the oceans. Throw half over the land. That day is coming. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, on one command of Allah, one command of Allah, all those fragments will come together, and this person in his original form will be made to stand in front of Allah. And then Allah will ask him, ma hamalaka ala ma sana. What did you hope to gain and achieve by what you did? Were you going to escape this day? Were you going to gain salvation from this day? Ma hamalaka ala ma sanat. Why did you do that? Why did you command your family to burn your body in that manner and scatter the ashes in that manner?
What will he say? Ya Allah, I believed in this day. I knew your qudrat. I knew your power. I did not doubt this, but limakhafatika ya Rabbi. Dastan, a life, a legacy of masiyat, a legacy of disobedience, a legacy of breaking your commands. Ya Allah, maut was staring me in the face. There was no amends I could do. As an act of utter desperation, your khawf, your fear entered my heart. And when Allah's khawf, and when Allah's fear will enter this heart, Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described one youngster. His name was Kifl. Kifl, like we say, sharabi, kababi, badmash. Whatever title you want to put, everything was found in this youngster's life. Wealth to stupendous levels. Masiyat, zina, wine, gambling. Living a life of oblivious disregard of Allah's commands to its height. To what height? To what extent? It's mentioned in detail in the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this man paid a young girl 60 dinars. We hear 60 dinars, we sometimes don't compute, we don't do the maths. Like nowadays sometimes, I'm not saying do it or don't do it. When it comes to the nikah, under the mehr section, the one person told me the other day, he says, Maulana, when you're making my nikah, don't read out the mehr amount. Don't read out the... Why don't read out the mehr amount? Because I don't want to shock people. Sometimes we tend to not compute things. What is 60 dinars? If you want to talk in our terms, it's not exact, but to give us an idea. Some brothers trade in Kruger coins. They watch the market. Unfortunately, I don't know what the current value of the Kruger coin is. But 1 ounce of gold, hypothetically, 35,000 rand, whatever it is. Dinar is an ounce of gold or a coin of gold of that time. If it's 30,000 rand, hypothetically, 60 Kruger coins, that runs to almost 2 million rand. This person gives a woman plus minus 2 million rand to spend one night with him. This is the type of life he was living. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, now he has entered into solitude. It is Kifl and this young girl. In one narration it comes, he reaches such a position of masiyat that he is sitting in the position that a man will sit in front of a woman before he commits into an act of communion. This case, zina. And zina is such, kaan khol kar sun lena. Kaan khol kar sun lena. This is alamatu saa. This is a sign of qiyamah. Sign of qiyamah. That the nafrat, the hatred of this amal has come out of our lives. Today we hear our youngsters talking about sports personalities. Talking about so-called movie stars. Talking about personalities. They speak with heightened tones of their names. People who make no secret of the fact that they every day is in sharab and every night is in zina. The nafrat is not there in the heart of that guna and sin. So common it has become. Mafhum of the riwayat. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions it in his kitab. That when our mother, scientists can tell you how earthquakes are happening. Tectonic plate imbalance. Richter scale 7.8, 8.2. Imbalance under the surface of the earth. They can give you detailed, mashallah, descriptions about how earthquakes are happening. Allah's qasam, no scientist can tell you why it is happening. Why it is happening. Let us not be in ghaflat. Let us not be in negligence. Come out of this negligence. Our mother, mafhum of the riwayat, Aisha radiallahu anha, the meaning of the riwayat, she was asked that, O mother of the ummah, tell us, when will earthquakes happen? One of the things she mentioned. She said, when zina will take place with such frequency as if it is halal. When zina will take place with such brazenness as if it is halal. This boyfriend, girlfriend culture, this intermingling of sexes,
this so-called banner of gender equality, this exposing our young girls to the environment of the universities under this banner. We need gynecologists and we need this and we need that. At what cost? At what cost did any of us take the trouble? Few years ago, our Jamaat was in Cape Town. In Ramadan, wallah, even if your heart is made out of stone, you would have cried tears of blood. You would have cried tears of blood even if your heart was made out of stone, if you saw the environment of what in the month of Ramadan, our young flowers of Islam, the Rabia Basris of tomorrow, and the Khadijatul Kubras of tomorrow, and the Fatimatul Zahra of tomorrow, is what they were supposed to be. What was happening, the scene and the manzar, I don't want to sit on this minbar and even describe it to you. At what cost? At what cost are we selling our iman and the iman of our children? What? We want to make them professionals. We want to do this. We want to do that. At what cost? The mothers of the ummah, Jannat is under their feet. The Junaid Baghdadis and Rabia Basris of tomorrow, illa mashallah, don't come from the fathers. It is the mothers of the ummah, the laps of the mothers of the ummah, if their tarbiyat is made correctly. If their tarbiyat is made correctly, wallah, the next generation's akhirat will be protected. This boyfriend-girlfriend culture is a poison that is destroying this ummah. This intermingling is a poison that is destroying this ummah. This lifting the barrier under the banner of gender equality or whatever you want to call it, or female progression or emancipation, fancy titles, under that banner, once this veil of haya and shame is removed, inna mimma adraka fi kalamin nubuwati al-ula, understand the hadith of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said this is set in stone, fi kalamin nubuwati al-ula, not only in my ummah, in any era, in any period. This is Allah's system, this is Allah's sunnah, that if haya, if shame, if modesty comes out, فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ, there will be no difference between you and animals. There will be no difference, no deterrent. Take haya out, take shame out, take modesty out. Take the covering over the cloaks of the women of this ummah that my Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have placed. And by the qasam of my Allah, there will be absolutely no difference between our actions and those of animals. فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ, he said, then do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. If we remove this veil of haya, shame, modesty, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, promise me, you look after this tongue and you look after your haya, your shame and your modesty, and I, your Nabi, promise you that you are a Jannati. I promise you are a Jannati. Azman lahul Jannah. He says, I guarantee you, come and claim it from me, I will give you Jannat. Claim it from me on the day of judgment. What are we doing to our youth? What are we doing to our sons and our daughters? At what cost? At what expense? No problem. Whatever Allah has given you so far as dunya within halal means, spend it on your children. Open up the avenues for them. No problem. But why at the cost of akhirat? Why at the cost of their morals? Why at the cost of their deen? Why at the cost of their akhlaq? Our mother sallallahu radiallahu anha, she said, when zina will take place as if it is halal, then wait for the tsunamis to come, wait for the system of this world to be upended. These are Allah's wake-up calls. Ramadan is coming. This is the time for tawbah. Ramadan is coming. This is the time to put brakes. Ramadan is coming. This is the time to reassess. Check the direction. Which direction are we going? I'm running out of time. The hadith of Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He questioned, he asked my Nabi, Lam araka tasum shahram min ash-shuhur ma tasum min Shaban. He said, Ya Rasulullah, we observe that you fast in Shaban more than in any other month.
The riwayat of Aisha radiallahu anha. Allahu Akbar. Look at how she described the nafil fast of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Shaban. She says, I ma ra'aytu, I have never seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam istakmala shahran qattu, completing fasting an entire month besides Ramadan as I saw in Shaban. In other words, referring to the excessive amount of roza and fast Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would keep in Shaban. This is our role model. This is our example. Like I said, I'm running out of time. Take this one sabak. Don't wait for Ramadan to start fasting. Don't wait for Ramadan to start fasting. Man sama yawman tatawwa'a. Man sama yawman tatawwa'a. Thumma u'tiya. Mil al ardi dhahaba lam yastawfi thawabahu duna yawmil hisab. Allahu Akbar. Intelligent person, when he comes for Isha Salah, he doesn't only make the four farz of Isha. He reads the sunnat before, the sunnat after. He makes his nawafil, he reads his witr. Doesn't mean only the four farz of Isha. Like that fasting, not only the farz fast of Ramadan, nafil fast. Nafil fast, Mondays and Thursdays. Nafil fast, 13, 14, 15th of every Islamic month, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast. Nafil fast, Shaban he would fast excessively. And what did he say? Man sama yawman tatawwa'a. A person fasted nafil. Hadith comes tatawwa'a. Nafil fast, not farz fast, nafil fast. Then on the day of judgment, thumma u'tiya. Mil al ardi dhahaba. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will call this one person. Kept one nafil fast. One nafil fast. This 24,000 kilometer ball of the earth will be turned into gold and presented to him in exchange for, as the reward for the one nafil fast. What does my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Lam yastawfi thawabahu. Hypothetically, if this 24,000 kilometer ball of the earth had to be turned into gold and given to this person as reward for his wonderful fast, hypothetically if that was done, lam yastawfi thawabahu, it would not equal the reward that Allah will give him for one nafil fast. Usama says, Ya Rasulullah radiallahu anhu, we see you fasting so much in Shaban. Why? Like I said, I've run out of time. Very quickly, it is not my intention to have a long bayan. This is a night of dua. This is a night of tawbah. This is a night of istighfar. This is a night of nawafil. This is a night to turn towards Allah. So we want to give that opportunity. This is why we're not taking very long. I'm cutting my talk short. Just to complete the hadith so that we take our directive. What was the practice of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Shaban and particularly Shab-e-Barat? Don't take this night lightly. I'm digressing. We hear talks that the ahadith about the virtue of Shab-e-Barat, some quarters say the ahadith about the virtue of Shab-e-Barat from a sanad point of view, from a point of view of the manner in which they were narrated are very weak. Ulama say there are so many ahadith, and this is a principle of hadith. If the sanad is weak, this is for the scholars, but if there are many narrations and the amal of the ummah for centuries is upon it, ulama say this creates taqwiyah, this creates strength. The other day one of the scholars started counting how many sahaba mentioned about the virtue of this night. They enumerated different ahadith up to 17 sahaba. Up to 17 sahaba, Ridwanullahi anhum ajma'in, mentioned the virtue of this Mubarak night. Such an opportunity Allah is giving us. Come back to this hadith. Usama radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, we observe you fasting in Shaban more than in any other month. What is the reason? Two things my Nabi mentioned. Two things my Nabi mentioned. And on this, inshallah, we will draw to an end. The first thing, from the first thing that he mentioned, one very, very important usul and sabak is learned. He said, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبَ وَرَمَضَانَ.
He said, Shaban generally is a month of ghaflat. It's the dip. Rajab was from amongst the sacred months. Ramadan is Sayyidu Shuhur. He says, generally, my ummah lapses into ghaflat, negligence during the month of Shaban. Important usul, important principle for every era till Qiyamah, ulama extract from this. That those who will worship Allah, those who will make a special effort during the period of ghaflat, Allah will multiply their reward. Allah will multiply. Such is the mercy of Allah. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, in the period of ghaflat, when Allah's zikr, salah, deen will have come out of the lives of the ummah, he said, Dhakirullaha fil ghafilin. Those who will remember Allah in that period, مَثَلُ مِصْبَاحٍ فِي بَيْتٍ مُظْلِمٍ. He said the example is like there's a pitch black house. In the center of that house, there's a shining lantern. They will be the shining lantern of humanity. Around them will be darkness. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِلَيْهِ نَذْرَةً لَا يُعَذِّبُهُ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. The one who will remember Allah in the period of ghaflat, don't take, by way of example, I'm not confining it, but by way of example, don't take this amal of gush lightly. Don't take this walking on the streets, taking Allah's name, knocking door to door, reminding people about Allah lightly. In this period of ghaflat, in this period of darkness, those who will raise the flag of Allah's deen, their reward will be multiplied. Their reward will be multiplied. This is the usul. Ulama extract from such ahadith. Coming back to these ahadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in the period of ghaflat, the one who will remember Allah, Allah will glance one gaze of rahmat towards him. And on that one gaze, Allah will make the decision, this person will never taste the azab of Allah. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ يُرِيهِ اللَّهُ مَقْعَدَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَهُوَ حَيٌّ. The one who remembers Allah in the period or age or era of ghaflat, Allah will show him his home in Jannat while he is in this dunya. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي السُّوقِ لَهُ بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ نُورٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The one who goes into the marketplace, which is the place of ghaflat, Gena mama, gena baba, people are making, people are chasing after dunya. Person who goes into the marketplace, remembers Allah in that environment and period of ghaflat, talks to people about Allah, gives dawah towards the greatness of Allah in the marketplace. My Nabi says, for every hair on his body, Allah will give him one noor on the day of judgment. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man dakhala souq, man sat in the masjid, took a tasbih, la ilaha illallah wahda, la sharika la, lahul mulk, wa lahul hamd, wa huwa hayyun la yamut, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. He made this zikr in the masjid. He made this zikr, Allah will reward him. Tremendous reward. But masjid has an environment of zikr. Masjid is conducive to remembering Allah. This man went out into the marketplace. And in the marketplace he remembered Allah. In the marketplace he said this. What will happen? In the place of ghaflat, look at how my Allah, how qadardan, how appreciative my Allah is. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَلْفْ أَلْفْ حَسَنًا وَمَحَا عَنْهُ أَلْفْ أَلْفْ سَيِّئًا وَرَفَعَ لَهُ أَلْفْ أَلْفْ دَرَجًا وَبَنَى لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Allah will record 1 million nekis in his book of deeds. Allah will wipe away 1 million sins. Allah will raise him 1 million ranks in akhirat. وَبَنَى لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. He remembered Allah in the place of ghaflat. Allah will build for him one palace in Jannah. Abu Salaba Khushani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, awalil mutamassiki fiha ajru khamsina minkum. O Abu Salaba, in the age of zulmat, in the age of ghaflat, in the age of darkness, those who will hold fast to my deen and the effort of my deen, Allah will give them 50 times your reward. Shocked. He says, khamsina minna, oh minhum, ya Rasulullah, 50 times the reward of the people of that time, or 50 times our reward, sahaba's reward,
Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Bal khamsina minkum. O Abu Salaba, 50 times your reward. Why? لأنكم تجدون على الخير آوانا وأنصارا وإنهم لا يجدون على الخير آوانا وأنصارا. Because O Abu Salaba, today there is an environment. 14-year-old youngster is standing on his toes. Ya Rasulullah, accept me to go in the path of Allah. Newly married sahabi spends the first night with his wife. Body is still wet with the droplets of the water of ghusl. And the call comes to strive in the path of Allah. He says to his newly wed wife, barely the association has started. He addresses her. The call of my Allah's deen has come. The call of my Allah's deen has come. I am saying labbaik to that call. If Allah, if it is in my naseeb, Allah will reunite us in this dunya. Otherwise tomorrow, I will meet you in akhirat, saying that he goes out in the path of Allah. That was that environment. أَنَّكُمْ تَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَوَانَ وَأَنْصَارَ. Quran. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا أَنْصَارَ اللَّهِ. O people of Iman, become the helpers of Allah's deen. Sahaba understood. Wepari, dunya, family, other commitments, that is all there. Each one understood, we have been sent, نَحْنُ مَبْعُثُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. We have been sent and selected by Allah to raise the flag of Allah's deen in the four corners of the world. Till the last person to be born before Qiyamah enters into Jannah and is saved from Jahannam, till the legacy of rahmat and mercy and compassion and kindness of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not fulfilled, so that the rahmat of my Nabi touches the last person to come before Qiyamah. Till that time I cannot rest. They took their beating hearts out of the chest. They put rocks in their chest. They were not dissuaded by the cries of their families. They were not dissuaded by the cries of their dunya. In front of them was the hidayat of humanity. One person being saved from Jahannam, entering into Jannah. And because of that, kabhi arsh par, kabhi arsh par, kabhi farsh par, kabhi dar badar, kabhi unke ghar. Like the poet says, sometime on the arsh, sometimes on the farsh. They left Makkah, they left Medina. Their graves are scattered throughout the four corners of the world. لِأَنَّكُمْ تَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ آوَانُ وَأَنْصَارَ. My Nabi says to Abu Salaba Khushani, today they are helpers. Today there is an environment. At that time, بَدَى الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا. My Nabi said, when Islam started, it was strange. وَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَى. Once again, true deen will become strange. He said, تُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. تُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. Give glad tidings to the strangers of the last period of time before Qiyamah. Give glad tidings to the strangers of the last period of time before Qiyamah. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يُسْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَعْدِي مِنْ أُمَّتِي. He said, they are those who will strive to once again bring my deen alive. In the last section before Qiyamah, Imam Malik rahimahullah said, لَنْ يُسْلِحَ آخِرُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا بِمَا صَلُحَ بِهِ أَوَّلُهَا. He said, the reformation of the last section of this ummah will take place only and only on the same tartib and sequence by which the first section of the ummah was reformed. The ummah will have to start moving. The ummah will have to start moving just after Ramadan. South Africa, alhamdulillah, we are being blessed. Ijtima is going to happen. Our elders from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Allah's tawfiq, Allah is bringing them. Look with basirat. Look at them. Take the trouble. Don't deprive ourselves of the opportunity. Appreciate their qurbani. Most of them 70, 80 years of age. A time when we reach that age, today we take our elderly parents and put them in an old age home. They become a burden for us. Other people switch the clock of life off. Senility, whiling away the time. At that period, 70, 80 years of age, someone with a heart problem, someone with a leg problem, someone with this, someone with that. This is 14 centuries after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is now. Yet they are moving and moving and moving at this age. At this age, with the worry and dard of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At least have this appreciation, every one of us, that we attend the ishtima. Say inshallah. And from now, make effort for the ishtima. Make effort for the ishtima. Make effort. Ramadan is not a time to switch off. Badr was in Ramadan. Fateh Makkah was in Ramadan. Allah used these months to open the doors of Hidayat. This is a time. Earthquake is not Syria and Turkey's problem. Floods, riot, coronavirus, one sign after another sign after another sign is coming. By the Qasam of my Allah, this is Allah's wake up call. Look at all this with basirat. Look at all this with the eye of Iman. Wake up to the reality. Fafirru ilallah. Fafirru ilallah. Run back to Allah and hold the hand of one person and take them back to Allah. Alladheena yuslihuna ma afsada an-nas min ba'di min ummati. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give glad tidings to the strangers of the last section of time. There will be those who strive to once again bring alive my deen. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Abu Salaba Khushani, you have helpers and environment today. At that time there won't be an environment. At that time, those who will stand up for my deen, awal al-mutamassiki fiha ajru 50 minkum. In the period of ghaflat, in the period of darkness, Allah will give them 50 times your reward. Ulama say, time of ghaflat, those who will do amal, reward will be multiplied. One very important period of ghaflat, I'm taking one or two more minutes. One very important period of ghaflat. Just now Rajab passed. Many of our masjids, Mi'rajun Nabi was spoken about. Look at that verse of the Quran. One point. There's no point time to go into details. Subhanalladhi asra. Asra. Asra means journey at night. Literally, asra means journey at night. Now look at the verse. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Glory be to Allah who took at night his slave. And then laylan. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan. Layl again means night. Why bring the word layl again? Why mention night again? Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan. Why not at charge time? Why not at ishraq time? Why not at awabin time? Why laylan? Why laylan? Ulama say sabak lelo. Sabak lelo. Take the lesson. Take the lesson. Take the lesson. Thalathatun. Yuhibbuhumullah. Wayadhaku ilayhim. Wayastabshiru bihim. Literal translation. There are three people. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah loves them. Allah. Allah loves them. Allah smiles at them. Allah boasts about them. Who? Lahu alladhi lahu imratun hasna. He has a beautiful wife. Or beautiful partner. Firashun hasan. Has a very, very soft bed. But, idha janna al-layl wa ikhtalata al-dhalam. When the sun sets, then the cloud stars disappear, and the curtain of night is dropped, and the darkness becomes intense. Ek hook si dil mein utti hai. Ek dar sa jigar mein hota hai. Hum raat ko ut ut rote hai jab sara alam sota hai. Like the poet says, there's a spark, a fire of Allah's ishq, of Allah's muhabbat that will not allow him to remain on that soft bed next to his soft partner. That fire of Allah's ishq, that cry for some solitude, for some communion with his Allah, forces him to get off that bed. Allah addresses him. Unzuru. Unzuru ila abdi. Allah turns to his malaika. Ya malaikati, O my angels. Look at my slave. Thara min firashihi wa bitaihi. He left his warm bed. He left his beloved partner. Raghbatan fima indi. Shafakatan mimma indi. He desires my jannat. He fears my jahannam. Oh my angels, I have made you a witness that I have granted him whatever he wants. If we want the true connection with Allah, if we, ulama say, if we want the true connection of Allah, if we want this dead heart to come alive, if we want this ghaflat to come out of the heart, raat ka kuch hissa Allah ko dena parega. We will have to give some section of the night to Allah. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan. You want mi'raj. You want the heavens and earth to be shrunk. You want to present yourself in Allah's court. You want this heart to beat with Allah's love. Give some section of this night to Allah. Ramadan is coming not for us to eat sari last minute and miss out tahajjud. This night of Shab-e-Barat is a night to take out some time. And if we
It has to be, it should be every night. If we can't do every night, at least, if not half an hour, if not 1 hour, take the trouble of reading two rakat salah every night with this niyat that Allah must raise us with those. How many verses in the Quran? تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلُ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. How many verses in the Quran? How many verses in the Quran? Look at the extent to which we are depriving ourselves of the night the Quran describes when this amal of tahajjud has come out of our lives. Bring the amal of tahajjud back. Take the trouble. Make the himmat, that connection with Allah, that communion with Allah in the dead of night. Shed those hot tears. My Allah is calling out this night especially from sunset. Hal min mustaghfirin faaghfir Allah. Is there anyone that wants forgiveness so I may forgive him? Hal min taibin faatuba ilayhi. Is there anyone that is repenting so that I may accept his repentance? Hal min sa'il fa'atiyahu su'ala. Anyone has any need? Allah is calling. Is there anyone that has any need? Then I may grant you that need. Such a merciful Allah. Such a kind Allah. Kifal. To complete that. This young girl, as he is about to commit the act of zina, she starts crying. He says, Ma akrahtuki, I didn't compel you. You willingly accepted the offer I made. Now you are crying. What is wrong? She says, Kifl, I am not that type of person that you think. He says, what do you mean? She says, my entire life I protected my chastity. This is the first time I am about to embark on such shamelessness. Kifl says, then why? I didn't force you. Why did you accept my offer? She said, hunger compelled me to accept your offer. I had no food. I had nothing to eat. Out of desperation, I accepted your offer. Now I am crying with the realization that how am I going to face my Allah? Kifl is shaken to the core by the reaction of this young girl. Life of disobedience, life of masiyat on a stupendous scale. When he sees this, he says, you are my sister. You may go now. I will not make haram with you. You may keep the money I gave you, fulfill your need with it. Address your needs with it. And then as she leaves, Kifl starts crying and he says, Wallahi, la a'asillaha ba'daha abada. He says, I take an oath, my Allah. One night, this girl was about to do this, and this was her reaction. My whole life has been spent in this. My whole life has been spent in this. I take an oath on Allah, oh my Allah, after today I will not disobey you. Saying this, he falls asleep. Allah's taqdeer, Kifl passes away on the same night. What happened? Allah's khawf, Allah's fear entered the heart. It was possible they wouldn't have even given him a good mort. Sharabi, kababi, badmash. They may have just buried him anyhow. So what does Allah do? Not only does Allah forgive him. Not only does Allah forgive him. The next morning on the door of Kifl, my Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, in lines of noor was written, Inna Allah qad ghafara lil kifli. Allah has made the maghfirat of Kifl, and Kifl is a jannati. Dastan of sins. Allah's mercy is such. Allah is just looking for some excuse to forgive us. Coming back to that incident. Why did you command your family to burn your body like this? He says, Ya Allah, I knew this day was coming. It was inevitable. Lima khafatik. Your fear entered my heart. Allah says to him, because of that khawf that came right in the end, I am entering you into Jannah. دخل رجل الجنة ما عمل خيرا قط. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even a man who didn't do a single good deed, Allah gave him Jannat also. Such a merciful Allah, such a kind Allah, such a compassionate Allah. Shaban, Shab-e Barat, this is the time to turn to Allah. Fafirru ilallah. Run to Allah. Knock the door of Allah's mercy. To complete that hadith of Usama, my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the month of ghaflat. This is why I fast and engage in amal. So that in the period of ghaflat, ulama say, those who will obey Allah, will engage in amal, Allah will multiply their reward. Tahajjud is a time of ghaflat. Tahajjud is a time of zulmat. Turn to Allah at that time also. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَهِيَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, the kar-guzari, the report of the banda is presented to Allah for the whole year in Shaban. وَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعْ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. I have this desire, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, teaching you and I have this desire that when my karguzari, my report is presented to Allah, I must be in a state of roza. I must be fasting. I must be in the ibadat of Allah. Shaban Ramadan ka muqaddima hai. Shaban is the introduction of Ramadan. This night is a very Mubarak night. This is the night of Tawbah. This is the night of emancipation. This is the night of forgiveness. The hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لِلَّهِ فِيهَا عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ بِعَدَدِ الشُّعُورِ غَنَمِ كَلْبِ. The Banu Kalb was a famous tribe. They were known for the number of sheep and goats that they had. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to the number of the hair on the sheep or the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe, to that extent, Allah frees people from Jahannam on this night. There are certain exceptions. We are warned, those who have hatred in their hearts, let go of the hatred. Those who are breaking the hearts of the parents, this is the time to patch up. Those who have broken family ties, this is the time to patch up. Those that are involved in sharab, those that are involved in kabira gunas, those that are involved, even it's mentioned one riwayat, clothing hanging beneath the ankle, this is the time for tawbah. This is the time to clean our act before the onset of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluh. Walakal shukru kulluh. Walakal mulku kulluh. Biyadikal khayru kulluh. Ala niyatuhu wa sirruh. لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وألائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المن والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على محمد في الليل إذا يغشى وصل على محمد في النهار إذا تجلى اللهم صل على محمد أبد الآبدين دهر الداهرين جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهل اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار almost merciful almost kind Allah Oh my Allah, our dirty, filthy tongues, our limited intellects can never ever do justice to praising you as you ought to be praised. Oh my Allah, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the controller of every facet of our existence. Every cell in our bodies, every atom of this universe belongs to you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, every second, whether we can count it or whether we cannot count it, or whether we realize it or we don't realize it, your ni'mat and your bounties and your favors are raining down upon us. The minimum requisite and requirement of that, oh my Allah, he said, we should have shown you our gratitude. You gave us eyes to lower our gazes, we raised our gazes. You gave us hands to spread compassion and kindness, yet we oppressed your creation. Ya Allah. You gave us feet to walk towards the masjid, we ran away from the masjid. Ya Allah. You called us, your call fell on deaf ears. You warned us, we did not heed your warnings, Ya Allah. You gave us reminder upon reminder. Ya Allah, we didn't pay any attention to your reminders, Ya Allah. Your mercy is such, O my Allah. You have written on your arsh, Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. My mercy is greater than my anger. You have said in your Quran, Inni anal ghafoorur rahim. You have said in your Quran, Kataba Rabbukum ala nafsihi ar-rahma. Oh my Allah, you gave us opportunity upon opportunity. Ya Allah, this Mubarak night also is one great opportunity which you have given us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, more than the number of rain droplets, by your qasam, are your malaika that have descended on this night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your malaika of this Laylatul Barat, we are addressing them also to say Ameen upon our duas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have come before you, this majma, with broken hearts, Ya Allah, full of sorrow and grief, Ya Allah. We have come to stretch our begging mats in front of you, Ya Allah. We have come to you at a time of great suffering, great difficulty that has befallen the ummah of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One side is financial difficulty, one side is sickness, one side is mental difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the earth is no longer stable, Ya Allah. The buildings are crumbling down on this ummah, Ya Allah. The rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, yesterday it was a virus, then it is floods, Ya Allah. Then it is riots, Ya Allah. Then it is earthquakes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the pharaohs of today on the other side with their bombs raining down on the little babies of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the refugee camps that are being burned to the ground, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the respect and honor of our mothers and our sisters that are being looted in front of their families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the list is going on of the suffering of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, one feels that if even the rocks and stones and eyes, they also would begin to cry. They also would begin to cry. They also would begin to cry to witness. Ya Allah, this is the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you had a child crying, he would shorten his salah, Ya Allah, out of compassion for the mother, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when the condition of his ummah is being presented to him, what must be happening to him? Ya Allah, no doubt. Ya Allah, no doubt it is our haram. No doubt it is our transgressions. No doubt it is our zulm. No doubt it is our oppression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever is happening is haq, is haq, is haq. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are park of zulm, you are park of oppression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy knows no limits, your compassion knows no limits, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are the weak section of the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. There's no Abu Bakr and Umar amongst us. There's no Osman and Ali amongst us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even know how to make sajda, Ya Allah. Every hair on our bodies underneath is a gutter of your disobedience, Ya Allah. Khar hai, badkar hai, dobe hue zillat mein, kuch bhi ho.
کچھ بھی ہو لیکن تیرے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت ہی ہے یا اللہ. یا اللہ یا اللہ how long یا اللہ are the crying of the baby is going to carry on یا اللہ. How long is the suffering of the ummah going to carry on, Ya Allah? Whatever is happening is haq, it is your justice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are the weak section of the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw Quran coming down, they saw wahi coming down, they saw the Mubarak chehra of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw the nurani environment of Madina Munawwara. Ya Allah, all we have seen is shamelessness. All we have seen is nakedness. Ya Allah, this dirty, filthy environment. Internet one side, the television the other side, Uryaniyat the other side, Fahashi the other side. Ya Allah, this has become like a steel wall in front of us. Amne achche banne ki bahut koshish kiya mere malik tere izzat ki kasam. We tried to better ourselves. We tried to reform ourselves. We tried to fill our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. We tried to make sincere tawbah. We tried to come back to you, Ya Allah. Lekin hum nahi ban sake. Hum nahi ban sake. Zindagi ke aksar hissa guzar gaya. Most of the life is gone already, Ya Allah. The qabr is coming nearer, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, isse bari hasrat. What greater regret can there be this than this, Ya Allah? That we take your name, we don't feel the sweetness. We make sajda, our hearts are not connected with you. Our hearts are not beating with your love, Ya Allah. Amin gande dilo ke saath nahi marna chahiye. Amin gande dilo ke saath. Ya Allah, we don't want to die in this condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those who used to worship idols, Ya Allah, you made them radiyallahu anhu. Hinda chewed the liver of Hamza radiyallahu anhu. Ya Allah, you made her radiyallahu anha, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Umar took a sword, Ya Allah, and he wanted to slaughter your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You made him radiyallahu anhu. You gave him space at the feet of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever we are, Ya Allah, drowning in our sins, drowning in our disobedience. We don't have any amal to present to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we have never worshipped idols, Ya Allah. We have never called out to anyone besides you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have no actions to present. Tere izzat ki qasam, we don't have any actions to present, Ya Allah. All we can present before you are the tears of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Night upon night. Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change, Ya Allah, change the conditions, Ya Allah, change the conditions, Ya Allah. Our brothers that have lost their homes, brothers and sisters that have lost their homes and their livelihoods and are suffering, alleviate their suffering, Ya Allah. Those that have passed away, Ya Allah, give them the maqam of the shuhada, Ya Allah. Those that have survived, give them sabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, these occurrences are your wake-up call, Ya Allah. Give us the hearts of ibrat, Ya Allah. Give us the gaze of ibrat, Ya Allah. Give us the listening of ibrat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, soften our hearts, Ya Allah. Take us out of ghaflat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. The hearts are in your control, Ya Allah. The hearts are in your control, Ya Allah. The hearts are in your control, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your love. Fill our hearts with your marifat. Fill our hearts with your recognition, Ya Allah. Bring the ummah back to the masjid. Bring the ummah back to the Bring the ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the firauns of today, if hidayat is not muqaddar for them, Ya Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth, Ya Allah. Remove the obstacles of hidayat, Ya Allah. Open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Give America hidayat. Give Australia hidayat. Give Europe hidayat. Give China hidayat. Give Asia hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give Africa hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save humanity from Jahannam. Save humanity from Jahannam. such descriptions you have given in your Quran, Ya Allah. Naran ahata bihim suradiquha. وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُ يُغَاثُ بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهَلْ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا فِي سَمُومٍ وَحَمِيمٍ وَظِلٍّ يَحْمُومُ لَا بَارِدٍ وَلَا كَرِيمٍ. يَا اللَّهُ يَا اللَّهُ We can't bear a thorn pricking us. We can't bear the heat of a hot summer's day. How are we going to bear the azab of Jahannam? Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this Mubarak night, we are begging you. Hame koi haq nahi hai. Hame, we don't have any right. We don't have any claim. Ya Allah. Hum ikrari mujrim hai, mere malik. Hum ikrari mujrim hai. Hum bheek mang rahe hai tujhse. We are begging you, Ya Allah, on behalf of the entire ummah, on behalf of our parents, our wives, our children, our brothers, our sisters, our families, Ya Allah. We are begging you on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, make the decision to free us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Allahumma la tashwi khalqana bin nar. Allahumma atik riqabana wa riqaba walidina wa ummahatina wa azwajina wa uladina wa jami'a qaribina wa jami'a ummati Muhammad. محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من النار بقدرتك اللهم حرم لحومنا على النار اللهم حرم جسادنا على النار يا الله يا الله grant us جنة الفردوس يا الله grant us جنة الفردوس يا الله grant us جنة الفردوس يا الله grant us the توفيق to carry out the amal of the people of Jannah يا الله يا الله grant us the توفيق to stay away from those gunas that lead towards Jahannam يا الله يا الله whatever is beloved to you make it beloved to us يا الله give us the توفيق to carry that out Whatever is hated to you, make it hated to us, Ya Allah. And give us the tawfiq to abstain from it, Ya Allah. Bring our lives on sunnah. Bring our lives on the way of your Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring us back to the masjid. Accept us for the effort of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us. Accept our families, Ya Allah. Ishtimaz that are taking place, have taken place, that are going to take place. Make them a zariah and means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Accept the khanqas, Ya Allah. Accept the madaris, Ya Allah. Accept our ulama-i kiram. Accept our mashayikh. Accept our awliya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept, Ya Allah, wherever the effort of deen in any line is taking place that is pleasing to you, take it from strength to strength and protect it, Ya Allah. Protect the muqaddasat of the ummah, Ya Allah. Protect the haramain sharifain, protect aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, save us from haram earnings, save us from riba, Ya Allah. Save us from, Ya Allah, bad quality, save us from hatred, from jealousy, from enmity, Ya Allah. Save us from derision and looking down upon others, Ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us taqwa, iman, tawakkul, khashiyat, sabr, ikhlas, lillahiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your beloved. You become our beloved. Make us your beloved. You become our beloved. Grant us the true love of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our parents, we can never ever repay them, Ya Allah. Rabbir hamhuma, kama rabbayana saghira. Ya Allah, those of our relatives that have passed away. Ya Allah, any believer that has passed away, remove, and I mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Make their qabr's gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it pits from the pits of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our time is coming near, Ya Allah. Let grant us khatima bil khair, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from su'e khatima, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from su'e khatima, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from su'e khatima, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, accept our families, accept the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ramadan is coming, Ya Allah. Balighna li shahri Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan lana. Wa tasallamhu minna mutaqabbala, Ya Allah. Let us spend this Ramadan in a manner that is pleasing to you, Ya Allah. In the way of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept us, accept our families, accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, there are those your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, they will be deprived of the mercy of this night. Ya Allah, do not make us amongst them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma la tukhayyib raja'ana. Do not, Ya Allah, do not deprive us of your mercy on this night, Ya Allah. You have said in your Quran, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Do not turn the beggar away. Ya Allah, we are beggars, Ya Allah. We are beggars, Ya Allah. Beshak munafik, beshak riyakar, beshak gunaw mein dubre, beshak we are not worthy, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. But whatever we are, whatever the extent of our sins, tere izzat ki qasam, your rahmat and mercy is greater than that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let no one be deprived, Ya Allah. Forgive us, forgive our families, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma inna
نسألك من خير ما سألك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله.